Hello everyone and welcome to a special edition of Bulbacast. We're coming to you because we have some breaking diamond and pearl news. First of all, I'd like to introduce our participants tonight. Archaic, Bulba Garden Webmaster.
Hi everyone.
We have Zenlin, also from Bulba Garden.
Hello.
We have PPN Steve from Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey everyone.
And one of my close personal cohorts from Pocket Monsters, Limerick.
Hello.
Okay. So, like I said before, we have Diamond and Pearl news that just came in. And Archaic, please explain to us these breaking stories.
Okay. Well, we've got a few pieces of news. The first one is that we've managed to get some names of new Pokemon from Nintendo's trademark applications in Japan. Now, for the most part, we don't know what these are yet. I mean, some of them are previous, but we honestly won't know for most of these until they actually officially release them along with their pictures. Since these seem to all have been registered in a batch, we can probably safely assume that they're going to release a lot more of the Pokemon fairly soon. So obviously we'll give you that news as soon as it comes out. And it also seems fairly safe to assume that this Pokemon will be this generation as well. The generation after, which I think they did do once, didn't they, Zen?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay, well, anyway, yeah. We have 10 names right now to release. So, okay, well, we've got a few pieces of information. First off, we do have some names of some of the new Pokemon that we've managed to find by going through the trademark applications Nintendo have made in Japan. Now, it's a fairly safe bet that with as many names as we've found, that they're registering all of the names for Diamond and Pearl at this moment, and that we'll have some more names for you all shortly, and also that all the names have already been decided. Most of these names, we have no idea what they are yet. They could be anything, to be honest. We think they're Pokemon names, but I don't know if they've trademarked the names of the cities before or anything like that, but if they have, they could very well be those. At least two of them are fairly obviously Pokemon names, though, and you'll see why shortly. Also, I think they may have once trademarked a Pokemon name from some, like, two generations in advance. I can't remember off the top of my head, but in any case, with so many names registered, I think it is fairly safe to say that these are this generation, that they will be Diamond and Pearl new Pokemon. Alright, well, in that case, I'll start with the ones that we know what they are. First up is Porygon 3, fairly obvious there, unexpected, but the second one is Usodayo, which we're assuming is an evolution of, I can never remember, Usoki, is it?
Yes.
Tsurowuru? Yes, Usoki. Being, of course, the Japanese name of Tsurowuru, and it, of course, has the pre-evolution this generation as well with Usohachi. The other eight names, no idea what these are as of yet. We'll get our people looking into the origins of the name soon, but they are Nisemono, Uzuki, Tsuitachi, Dechiage, Kuturufu, Kannaku, Fraffy, and Fraffy and Obaba. Obaba, yes. Fraffy, we think, may be an evolution of some sort, since it sounds a bit similar to the other evolutions, but no confirmation on that one yet, so don't quote me.
Yeah, and not to mention that it seems like a repeat of the English name, doesn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you've got Flaffy, which I had its Japanese name before. Where did I put it? Well, yeah, there was a Pokemon in English called Flaffy, and in Japanese it was called something totally different, so... Yeah.
Ah, it's called Mokoko.
That's right, Mokoko.
Which isn't even close to the English name, so, yeah.
No, it isn't. I mean, thus far, the names have really defeated our attempts to look them up in dictionaries and so forth, like a lot of the Japanese names, so... I don't know, maybe it's from Japanese mythology or something? Maybe these are the legendaries, for the most part?
Perhaps, possibly. I mean, they do sound Japanese.
Then again, most of the legendaries sound fairly foreign, don't they? Because, you had Lucario, but that's really just Oracle backwards.
Yes, that is true. Because, not quite sure why. The other thing to note is that almost all of them have their names taken by NO8 without change.
Also true.
Well,
yes.
For example, Raikou.
Yes. And Lucario most recently.
Well, it'll be interesting to know exactly what these are. I mean, I'm not really sure what else we can say about these names when we have no idea what most of them are yet. I mean, besides...
Yeah, so that's enough to know that we have them.
Well, yeah, I suppose, right, but... And it'd be nice to give listeners some speculation on what the heck these could be when we don't have any images or anything yet.
It'll be interesting to see, though.
Well, the Porygon one's pretty easy to guess.
And Usodaio, maybe it'll be a larger version of Usoki, or maybe perhaps with different branches. Now, it'll be interesting to see, though... Another thing we can assume is Usodaio could be, you know, a larger tree like Pokemon. I mean, you've seen Usoki.
I was thinking like an Ent or something. I mean, I'm not sure really how large you could make it.
Well, you could have it. You could have it 7 feet tall. I mean, you could.
With more branches.
Yeah, you could have like a larger thing. Maybe it looks like an oak tree. Or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, instead of a little bushy...
Would be rather cool if it had alternate evolutions to an oak and an elm, but I suppose since they've only given one name, it's only going to be one of those.
Yeah, can only imagine.
It could be up in the air still.
Right, because the name means nothing.
Well, yes, the pictures will be what matter.
Indeed.
Unfortunate that we don't have any of those yet.
Yeah, I wish, but oh well. Anyway.
Well, we do have that one picture, but that's not exactly official, and we haven't talked about that little feature yet.
Let's see.
Well, I suppose we should take the time to mention the other name that we have right now, which is the name for the region. Now, this one's fairly interesting, actually. It's Shikiro, which actually translates as mirage in English. Now, considering the special that's coming up in America shortly, that's fairly interesting.
Perhaps it's a desert area.
Well, I'd like to know how, if there is any link to them, or if it's just something they pulled out of nowhere.
Well, this game would have been in development long before the special, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but if they bring this news out before the special's released, then you could say that, like, the special's going to be, like, a product tie-in. I mean, we don't know when they're going to release this special in Japan.
I suppose not.
And
if they even are.
Well, if it is vaguely linked in any way, you'd think they would. I mean, you had the product tie-in with Ranger with an episode with the mysterious dungeon, the openings. I mean, where the heck could this be anyway? I mean, are there any mythological islands or something in Japan? I think there is, but... I don't know.
The whole island chain is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, wasn't the was Ryukyu or Islands or something, where Hokkaido was now, weren't they sort of mythical originally, or had some sort of mythical significance?
They would all be. I mean, the whole island chain, there's a myth about them being created out of thin air.
Yes, that's right, the god pulling his eyes out and dropping them, or something, I can't remember exactly.
Tooth became the rice, those kind of things, strange things.
I've not heard that.
Yeah, and bringing up the something that came up in channel a little while ago, the other interesting thing you could tie that in with is AG 4445. That's the Misty Apps, as most of you call it.
Oh, Mirage Kingdom.
But the Mirage Kingdom Apps, yep.
Oh, now that's a bit old now. It kind of seems obscure, but if this was decided that long ago, that's possible, I guess.
Yeah, but yet again, think about it. Battle Frontier was in Kano.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It could go back to that area. Maybe it'll be a whole new area. Because it might be a sub-region, which...
Do we even know where it is?
We said, we don't know anything about it but the name yet.
Yeah, no, but do we know anything about Mirage Kingdom?
Oh.
We know about Mirage Kingdom. It's just
what do we know about its location? It could be part of a larger area.
No, it was just in... It was just in Hoenn, wasn't it? In the anime? It was just
maybe
a little...
It was.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's just a little slice of Hoenn. Anyway, we should probably move on to the other few things we've heard. Now, these ones we have from a different source who we can't really discuss at this point. But suffice it to say that we've got it from... on the floor at the Game Developers Conference, not from something out in public, something that was arranged in private and done in private. So this is exclusive, as far as we know, news, but for now, anyway. I'm not sure where to begin. does anyone else want to?
What we can tell you is that there has been some confirmation that there will be crossbreeding, which means that you could make your peekabloos now.
Yes, it's not going to be crossbreeding like we've had up to this point, where Hot Skitty on Wailord action. we don't know how many species will actually have true crossbreeds here, but. Apparently there will be true crossbred species that are not one or the other, but something distinct.
Yeah.
It's possible some of these names we've been given may be some of those we don't know yet. So.
And also, we have some news that there will be a trading card game embedded into these games, because... Perhaps they speculate that the trading card game would be more use in the game. Perhaps. I mean, they're taking a book off of Final Fantasy here.
Well, yes. I mean, it may just be a replacement for the contests, or a supplement for the contests. But it is a fit. I mean, they were fairly big Game Boy games when they released the TCG there, and. Putting basically something bigger than those games onto the DS cart in addition to, or rather as a sub-game of Diamond and Pearl is fairly interesting.
And considering that the graphics aren't going to be improved that much from the older games...
Yes, you know, we don't have an actual screenshot here, but from what we've heard, the graphic levels... may actually be closer to what we've already seen in Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, rather than similar to those of Ranger and Mysterious Dungeon, and simply to conserve space on those DS cards.
Yeah, because you could fit a lot of things onto those DS cards if the graphic quality isn't too high.
But the DS cards are 1 gigabit, which is significantly larger than any of the previous cartridge, you see, 125 megabytes.
Yeah, that does raise a
which is true.
Technical questions, how they're going to program this hybridization thing.
I mean, they don't have to use gigabit cards. They can use anything from, what, 256, I think, is the smallest one they've released?
Well, yes, but it does seem that these cards will be large, and if they're actually putting the graphics down a little, that kind of suggests that they're going to be doing some pretty special things. Mm. I mean, maybe we will see four regions. Maybe we will be able to go this new region plus Hoenn, Kanto, Johto. We don't know yet. We don't have confirmation of that yet. Sadly. I don't know why we didn't ask him the question, but anyway...
I really think this is huge news in the whole in the entire community. I mean, now we now know some of the names, and now we know what an idea of what's going to be actually in the game. That only opens the door for many more questions.
Yes, it does.
Oh yes, there will be a lot of speculation on the forums and in the chat rooms after this is released. I think.
Indeed.
I mean, just the crossbreeding element alone, I mean, I don't know how far they're going with that, but even
I
if we just assumed
that they only have fixed combinations that
That's what I'm
referring to. Peekaboo, because I think that was the example they used, wasn't it?
I think that was the example we asked about.
In somehow.
Yeah, it won't be like you can have a crossbreed of two that are already crossbred, but so you can have like a quarter of things, but I'm guessing maybe you'd have 30 distinct cross. Well, actually, no, we don't know how many new Pokemon there are. They were very tight on the info they gave us.
Very tight.
An interesting new way of getting Pokemon. Instead of being able to catch them in the wild, you have to crossbreed them.
Yeah,
because
well,
the biological thing about crossbreeds is that they're not fertile.
Well, they might be in Pokemon. We don't know yet. I think it's basically they're doing this because they've realized there's not many more Pokemon types that they can really add at this point. They've added almost one of every single animal type on Earth, really. I mean, what's missing? Lions, llamas, rabbits,
geese,
I mean, without dipping into the mythological creatures, there's not much left. And I assume that, well, we've already found they've created new Pokemon for all the animals they've already missed up to this point anyway. So, crossbreeds were really the next logical step.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense, actually.
I'd like to know just how many of them are going to be possible, though. I mean, we've seen the existing egg groups and so forth, but, I mean, am I going to be able to do a Skitty Wailord cross, or just because they can breed together doesn't mean it's going to make a crossbreed?
I think it wouldn't be. I think it wouldn't be possible either, because I don't think. I don't think there will be enough genetic material to actually create a new species out of him. It'll be either one or the other.
Kitty Lord, Will.
Ditto's role in this whole thing will be interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I talked over you then. There, what was that?
Nothing.
Okay.
So yeah, now this opens the doors for more possibilities, and in my opinion, I would probably say that there will be 50 crossbreeds because you know how Nintendo is with their numbering. They're probably going to add probably 100, 150 more. Who knows?
Well, yeah. Until we know for sure, we can only really
assume at this point.
Speculate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I wish we could get more info, but hey, take it as it comes.
Well,
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
they've been very tight, so this is, like a scoop. because it's great.
Mm. I mean, we were lucky to get what we did, to be honest. And honestly, we're just hoping we're not going to get smacked down for releasing this. I mean, they didn't exactly put us on an NDA or anything, but I do kind of get the feeling that
our residents.
Well, not ours, but our reporter, maybe.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, but... hey, it's free publicity for them, and it's going to get all the fans salivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows what new secretive policies they might adopt after this incident.
Indeed.
Now, speaking of
news, there's something here on PokéAnnie. They are apparently doing a new series for Pokémon.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'd heard rumours of this, but I hadn't got any confirmation yet, so it's nice to know PokéAnnie finally has some concrete details. So what exactly is it saying?
Now, you won't believe this, but apparently it's going to be based on Pokémon Mysterious Dungeon.
Ooh, I can believe that. That'll probably be aimed at younger viewers, wouldn't it? Because the whole thing with Mysterious Dungeon is, what if you became a Pokémon? Yeah.
An all Pokemon cast.
Oh, that's going to be fiercely cute.
Will they speak English, not English, human language or not?
Japanese kids aren't any stranger to subtitles. They put Japanese subtitles on a lot of movies coming from America, especially, and I mean, they put them on the openings for anime. It wouldn't surprise me if they did it in Pokemon language with subtitles. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't surprise me.
And they've done it once before. They've done it in episode 17.
They did too. And it'll do things on the cheap too, because you could just record a few sounds from the voice actors and splice them together in different ways and loop them for the voice track.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. Though, I wonder whether you might get any real, literal, character speaking human language like Meowth.
Hmm. Or the title character who would have changed from human to Pokemon somehow.
Yeah, I guess. And since that is the case, it might just be possible that you'll get a flashback to the real world with, well, people.
Hmm. I wonder if they might pull in that Pokéwitch who turned Ash into a Pikachu.
Yeah, that's true.
In any case, do they say when the first episode is expected at all? I mean, if they're announcing it, I'd have to assume it's fairly close, like next season, but...
Well, usually new anime starts in April. I mean, Pokemon, the original...
When in April?
April 1 for Pokemon, if I remember correctly.
Really?
So that, it might be today, but today is a Saturday, so...
If it was... No, it wouldn't be on the Saturday afternoon slots. Probably. I mean, there are some pretty big anime on there, but that usually tends to be more mature stuff, at least on TV Tokyo.
So, you're right. Pokemon says that they're going to do a 2-hour special in July.
Okay.
So I guess it's still a little...
Wait, so is it just a special, or is it a whole series?
That's a good question. It might be a series, it might just be a special.
Okay.
Well, if it is a series, I guess they're just trying to, maybe they're trying to
cash in
a new audience. The major part of the audience.
Yeah,
who knows,
actually,
it might turn out like one of those old Disney shows that have all these speaking animals.
Yeah, it seems a bit strange, though, that... I mean, the Mysterious Dungeon games seem a bit more mature-focused than your average Pokemon game. Just in concept. I mean, I haven't actually played them, but in the concept seems a lot more mature. So I would have thought that if you were going to do anything like that, you'd try and focus it on a more mature target audience, but there isn't really a way you can do that, is there?
I guess. I don't think so. Yeah, it's a very strange combination.
Yeah. cuteness and a slightly mature plotline. In any case, there was more news from Poker Annie 2, wasn't there?
Yeah, yes, apparently there's going to be a new ending. Takeshi's Paradise 2.
I want to know if this is going to have Lucy in it.
Possibly. Maybe.
No, it's another question that begs is that, what beach area could they use? Could they go back to Acapulco, or...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I can imagine something there, and it'll give some gold Kato memories.
Oh.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, though.
It'll certainly be interesting to see. It's just a pity that... I mean, how long will it be till that new ending comes out? It can't be long, but...
I mean, think about it. Glory Day has been going... The Glory Day version 3, the current version, has been going for 20 episodes already. And then you combine it with AG 99 to 134.
Oh, yes, it's so long-lived.
You have about 50... Basically 50 episodes with the almost the same song as an ending. So you're basically talking about... I'd say two-fifths of the series having that ending. Probably more than that, three-fifths.
How often do they usually change endings in Japan? Between 13 and 26 episodes, I think?
Yes, it's usually much more frequent than this. If you consider...
Which is an important
series,
to consider for our American listeners who might only have the ending theme of a series change once every couple of years.
Or if ever, yes. Have an ending theme, because sometimes it's the same as the opening.
Well, yes, that's true.
Or sometimes it's ad-libbed, for most of the part, so...
Mm. Now, if you consider the original series, they had 12 endings in 274 episodes. So, Glory Day is definitely above average.
Which is pathetic, considering it's such a bad song.
Ah, Glory Day is alright. It's better than Kazuya Uta, at least.
Oh, well, yeah, but it does not rank up there as far as the Pokemon endings go, does it?
Well, many people will disagree. What I would say, though, is Glory Day is the cornerstone of AG endings. AG itself. I mean, Advance Adventure has to be the opening for... AG. I consider Glory Day as the ending for AG, just considering that how long it has lasted.
Yeah.
Speaking of openings, the last three openings were not used for more than 40 episodes. In fact, they've already broken the record for Rival, the Orange Islands theme. That was run for 36 episodes. Battle Frontier was run for only 31. And Pokemon Symphonic Medley was 30. So, who knows, we might have a new opening very soon as well.
We just have to wait and see.
Oh, yes. I mean, we did assume that they'd be doing a new opening as soon as he's ready to go to the next place in the frontier, didn't we?
Yeah, and that seems very soon as well.
But it only begs to differ the question that if it keeps continuing the pattern of 30 episode endings, would that expand the Battle Frontier a little bit? Could there be a little bit after that? See something after that, rather.
It's possible.
Because obviously, if they would have kept Battle Frontier, you would have known that it was going to end soon. I mean, considering they left Battle Frontier so short, I mean, they didn't even reveal the last two brains.
Yeah, I think that was one of the weirdest things they've done in the entire series, is not finishing an opening, which is basically what happened there. The other question is whether what endings and what exactly is going to appear on the Perfect Best 2? We have a track list, but
information has already been released.
Finalized, I don't know.
Finalized by the Media Factory recently.
Yeah, it's finalized, so
and
this new ending...
And Spurt is not on it. Okay. Spurt is not on it, so I guess we can't see this new ending here either.
Yeah. I wonder when we'll get a new soundtrack then. I'd imagine we'd have another one relatively shortly.
maybe another background music track, because the background music album, because there have been new background musics that were debuted in Battle Frontier.
Yeah, most recently that Haruka one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. And I'm surprised it's not on the album though. I'm surprised it's not on the Perfect Best.
Mm.
But I have an idea of what the Battle Frontier ballad version will be. Maybe it'll be that instrumental one that we've heard several times.
I don't know. It doesn't seem.
No, ballad like, tends to imply actual speech.
Hmm. It'd be interesting to see though how they interpret ballad. I mean, it wouldn't be right.
A new version of Smile again.
Well, let me call PPM back so I could get in there. At least this didn't break the conversation.
Yep.
Too much. So, okay. And that just about does it for this special edition of Bulbacast. Please, I remind you once again that tomorrow will be a new Bulbacast. Bulbacast Episode 8, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there. irc.dejatunes.net, pound Bulbacast the channel, 1 hour before it will open. Send your emails, bulbacast at bulbagarden.net. And please don't forget to visit Pocket Monsters, pound Pocket Monsters on the same IRC network to get all of your raw and dub needs. So, that being said, representing Archaic, Limerick, Zenlin, PPN Steve, and myself, TSS Killer, we all say goodnight, everyone, from Bulbacast.
Oh, yeah, so me, Janet.